All right, well, praise the Lord.
I may not have the mains on. Oh, okay, you got it? All right. Oh, yeah, now we're on. That's great. Well, great to see y'all here this evening and those of us online. We were going to have a Singspiration this evening because it's the fifth Sunday in the month, but it was too short of a notice, and so I'm just going to sing a special tonight, have a normal church service. Next Singspiration, I think the next fifth Sunday in the month in the year is October 29th. So we might have one that Sunday evening if all goes well. But oh, Singspiration is just okay. If God put a song on your heart you'd like to share with us, you know, some good Christian song, a hymn, anything, you can. There'll eventually be a sign up sheet in the foyer, and yeah, you can sign up and sing. All right, well, stand if you can, and we're gonna start out with "That's What We Came Here For." We come into your presence with singing, come into your presence with praise, and into your gates with thankful hearts. We are going to celebrate. All of heaven's waiting, power is on its way. So we shout hallelujah, lifting to you a mighty roar of praise. You deserve the highest praise that we can give and more. Lord, we give you our praise. That's what we came here for. You deserve the highest praise that we can give and more. Lord, we give you our praise. That's what we came here for. We come into your presence with singing, come into your presence with praise, and into your gates with thankful hearts. We are going to celebrate. All of heaven's waiting, power is on its way. So we shout hallelujah, lifting to you a mighty roar of praise. You deserve the highest praise that we can give and more. Lord, we give you our praise. That's what we came here for. You deserve the highest praise that we can give and more. Lord, we give you our praise. That's what we came here for. Everything within me reaches out to you. Your power and majesty, grace and mercy too. They'll be singing and dancing, hearts and voices raised. You have set your people free. Now the house is filled with praise. You deserve the highest praise that we can give and more. Lord, we give you our praise. That's what we came here for. You deserve the highest praise that we can give and more. Lord, we give you our praise. That's what we came here for. You deserve the highest praise. 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 Lord, we give you our praise. That's what we came here for. Amen.
Sitting at
there I lay my sins and sorrow. And when weary find his rest, sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I worship and I pray. While I from his fullness gather grace and comfort for today. Bless me, O my Father, bless me. All my inner life renew. Now look down in love upon me. Let me catch a glimpse of you. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy through his word. May I prove I've been with Jesus. Been with him, my risen Lord. Amen. No, we got a few more. And pick a hymn.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there grace, grace, God.
Have faith in God when your pathway is lonely. He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone are the least of his children. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God when your prayers are unanswered. Your earnest plea he will never forget. Wait on the Lord, trust his word, and be patient. Have faith in God, he'll answer yet. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God in your pain and your sorrow. His heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon him, and leave them there, oh, leave them there. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God, though all else fail about you. Have faith in God, he provides for his own. He cannot fail, though all kingdoms shall perish. He rules, he reigns upon his throne. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any pick of hymns this evening? All Fly Away. All right. Praise the Lord. Is that, oh, it's in the 700s. 779. Thank you, Brother Ron. Amen. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Oh, fly away, oh glory, oh, fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Oh, fly away when the shadows of this life have gone, oh, fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, oh, fly away. Oh, fly away, oh glory, oh, fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Oh, fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, any others this evening? Sweet by and by on 778. All right. I was getting ready for single digits. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Any others this evening? 505, all righty. He touched me. That sounds familiar. 505, he touched me. Yeah, there we go. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others? All right. Well, we got one more tonight. Yep. Thank you. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh my, getting spicy up in here tonight.
Ooh, man, they get spicy. I missed one Wednesday night,
and they throw him under the bus.
No, I missed more than that. God forgive me, in Jesus' name.
All right, good to see each and every one of you tonight. Amen. Good to have you. I don't see any visitors here. All home folk. We got one visitor with us. All right, Frank, our long-term, long-standing visitor. Good to have you, man.
Amen.
Those, huh? Oh, he's still a visitor, brother. You got a church home, don't you? Yeah, he does. Hey, online folks, good to have you with us tonight as well. Amen? Always good. We had a fellowship. No, Sunday morning after church. Yeah. Potluck dinner. You ought to bring your wife to one of those, man. You ought to bring your wife to one of those. It's a good time. Yeah, amen.
Appendix of you.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Marilyn.
I have met your wife on more than one occasion.
Miss Marilyn, darling.
Well, you better be careful. She might have the song.
Prayers.
All right, a few announcements for you. We've got Bible study tomorrow night next door in the Sunday School building. That starts at 7. And then Friday night is Tomball night. Oh, that's August 4th. That goes from 5 to 9 p.m. Will there be some people meeting up here to get everything gathered together? What time are y'all meeting?
I'll be up here around 3:30.
Friday night, Tomball night.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you'll be up there at 4 o'clock to set it up.
They got all kind of stuff. They got a tent.
That's the plan.
That's the game plan.
Yeah, exactly.
And where is the booth? Do you know?
You show up coming. Help, that's what we do. You been at Tomball Night before? Oh, it's just coming Friday night.
Okay, so she's going to get there at 3. You're going
to
get there at 4.
Don't have to get there at 5 like us, but you come around 6 or 7.
Okay, so Ron Wade, Ronnie Vaculik, they are going to be there at 4. Sissy's going to be there at 3.
You'll find
it. Okay.
Okay, very good. All right. Very nice. All right. And then men's prayer breakfast August the 5th, the following day at 7 a.m. Up here in the lunchroom at school. All right. So those are the announcements. Do we have any praises tonight? Anybody got a praise?
Well, praise the Lord for all the visitors we had.
Yeah, a good group of visitors today.
And we had one in our Sunday school class.
Uh-huh.
Patty's her name. She came today and visited us.
Patty.
One of them plays piano.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. And one of them is a singer, a tenor.
Oh, my goodness. So was Sue with us as well? Was Sue here this morning in Sunday school?
Who?
Sue.
Yes, she was. Sue was here.
Sue was here.
Yeah, she was in my class. Yeah, she was in
all
the
right.
Sunday school class.
Very good. One of our visitors were missing, though, in Sunday school. What was that?
Well,
lady?
Missing two. Sissy.
Sandy?
Sandy and Cece.
Sandy and Cece.
Cece.
All right.
Yeah, they're online, we want to come back. Come back to Sunday school if you're watching us tonight.
Sandy and Cece.
Which one?
Sandy did?
Cece. Okay. All they're
right.
Vacationing. Okay.
All right, so all the visitors, amen, that's a good praise. What else? Other praises? Yes.
So I've been working as a nurse practitioner for about the past 8 months at Tamagua, and
uh-huh.
I've been volunteering, and I was just given a job offer, so now.
Oh, with Tamagua?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Now I have to, yeah. So that was exciting.
That's
my husband's
a great
real happy
praise.
About that.
Amen. I give you more money for that boat, brother. You got to have that boat money. Put mama to work.
All right.
Amen.
He just wants to eat a Taco Bell.
Job. Got a J-O-B. All right. Amen. Very good. What else? Praises.
I keep saying this over and over, but it never gets tiresome to me, is just having a church home with lovely Christian people
amen.
To worship with.
Thank you. We love that. Amen.
Very good. Amen. Church home. That's good. What you got, Miss Loopy?
I just want to thank the Lord that He is so good, and He has allowed me to pick up these kids for Sunday school. And there's another young lady, Aubrey, that's coming also, that her mom brought her last week, then her grandma brought her today, and they
yeah.
want to keep coming. So, thankful for the new Sunday school class that looks like the Lord's establishing. So,
amen. That's yep. great.
He knew how to get me here early. Finally.
Sunday school. That's it. All right. What else? Any other praises?
Yeah, I'm going to praise the Lord. Jamie, all her tests. On her ovary, the mass, everything was, good. negative, and she's back on her feet and is already talking about running.
Oh, my.
Lord, this girl loves running. I say, come on, give it a break for a while. Give it about 3-4 weeks. She's an old daddy. 2.5 weeks, about as far as I can go.
So but she'll anyway, be running. She'll be running 2.5 weeks. Wow.
Yes, man, from this little thing. But anyway, we were just over there a while ago visiting her. So, and she looked good.
Amen, man.
Praise the Lord for that.
That's great.
And my son, Kevin, he's doing well, you know, and he's just got to get this stent out tomorrow. And but his spirit's up, and he's not having no, hasn't drank. So that's a blessing.
That's a praise.
That's a praise, right?
Yeah.
Amen. And so that's all I got.
Amen. All right, all right. Those are some good praises. Prayer requests. I've got Justin Heiberger's legs. I've got Misty Tosh recovering from a fall. My mom's having a heart procedure tomorrow, perhaps putting in a stent or two. Ronnie Holman, his cancer. Ronnie Vaculik, his health. My wife's position, I don't know if she mentioned it at Sunday school today, but she hadn't been with the bank not even a year. And with all the turmoil going on with the banking system, all the banks shutting down and the bigger banks buying the smaller banks up, you know, when people make bad investments, somebody's got to pay. And so a lot of these big banks are taking the brunt so that, you know, the banking system doesn't go all haywire. So anyway, her company's pretty big, but they're laying off 300, and she's one of the 300 getting laid off. But
who's that?
She has a position. She has an interview tomorrow with the same bank for another position. So they're trying to keep her. If they can't, you know, if they, you know, if it doesn't work out, her position ends in November. So they've given her plenty of notice. But anyway, that's coming to an end. So be praying for her that she can find other employment and that we can keep on keeping on. Those of you with unspokens, amen. All right, thank you. Those with addictions, we still praying for Kevin,
amen.
On
Kevin,
the addiction
always.
End.
Kevin,
Stevie,
Steve,
Paul,
and Paul,
Jacob,
and Jacob, yes.
Kenzie, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Keep them.
Yeah. What else? Other prayer needs? Yeah, in the back.
Yep. My driver, when I was in Houston, his wife just died of cancer. She was 54. She's been fighting cancer for about 10 years. But just remember the Chavez family. And she was well known in her church. I think it's pronounced Westland Baptist Church in Katy.
Yeah.
She was considered one of the mentors for the younger ladies and all that. So, you know, she's got a known testimony of being a Christian. So, you know, there's the hope in that, but still the loss. Just remember
right.
the Chavez,
Chavez family. Chavez family, you got it. All right. Good to see Marilyn. Amen. Marilyn Davlin back with us. That's a great praise. All right, Marilyn Davlin back in church. What you got, Bobby?
I got two. Kenzie also wants prayer for restoration for her family.
Okay.
Them to get back together. But also, I met with my motorcycle club, Christian Motorcycle Association, Saturday morning in Waller. And 10 minutes before we got there, there was a police chase. And a young man ran a stoplight and hit a motorcycle broadside.
Part of your group?
No, he wasn't with our group. He was with it was a police motorcycle group. But
so you hit a police officer?
No.
No.
He might have been a police officer, but he was with that group.
Okay.
But I mean, they called two life flights out because the driver of the car that hit him actually took off through a field and tried to get. Then when he got stuck, he took off running, and when he came out of the woods, a police car hit him. And then ran over him. And so he left on life flight first. And then the other guy who was hit on the motorcycle, his name is J.D. They call him J.D. I don't know what his name is. He was conscious and coherent. And when we got the last report from my sister, he was fixing to go in for surgery. He had broken ribs, a broken leg, and broken fingers. Other than that, he was in good spirits and asking for prayer.
All right, and his name is?
His motorcycle name is J.D. I don't know what his name is.
J.D., and he was hit in Waller?
Correct. At 290 and 362.
Oh, gosh.
But he said... We had already prayed for the whole situation, some of us that were there early. So as soon as he found out that Christian Motorcycle Association was there, he wanted us to come to the ambulance and pray for him, specifically in the ambulance. As we started walking out there, the second life flight came, and they ran us all off. We couldn't stay out there. Yeah, so we didn't get another chance to pray for him. But I just want to lift him up in prayer.
What kind of motorcycle?
It was a Harley.
Praise the Lord for that,
huh? And you could not tell it was even a motorcycle by looking at it.
Can you imagine if he'd have been on a little Kawasaki or something?
Yeah, there was pieces everywhere. And after the life flight left and the ambulance is all cleared out, they had everybody that was there come out there and pick up pieces.
Wow.
And there was a lot of pieces to pick up.
And then the person that ran over him got ran over.
Yes. And the last report is I think they died on the way to the hospital.
Wow. So but that
he was supposedly running through the intersection at over 90 miles an hour when he hit the motorcycle.
What time of day was this?
It was we were meeting there at 8:30, so it had to have been like 8:20, something like
in
that.
In the morning?
Yeah, in the morning.
Oh my soul.
Yeah.
So the person's family.
Yeah, both families, you know, they both lost somebody, one because of stupidity and running from the police, and
that's just so bizarre. But the world we live in, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow. What else?
I got one, Miss Marilyn. Prayer request for her daughter-in-law Emma. Her appendix ruptured, and she is not doing well. She has a 6-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter. Praying for the greatest physician to heal her. That's
all right. Marilyn Davlin's daughter-in-law,
Emma.
Emma.
Her appendix ruptured.
Appendix?
Yeah.
Appendix ruptured. Okay. Pray for healing. All right. Anything else?
Well, we got some over here. We got two.
I lift up my daughter, Christina. She's having some female issues that could be possibly serious. So she has a traveling job, so she has to wait to get into a gynecologist, but she's trying to get in as soon as she can to get it figured out, but just lift her health up.
Okay.
And then also Robert and Colin for salvation and surrender. And my other kids, Baker kids, that the Lord get back a hold of their heart.
Baker kids, return. Return and repent. Repent and return. Go, Frank, go.
Well, my news is sad.
Uh-oh.
But it does need prayer in a most earnest way.
Okay.
My older daughter contacted Denise and I this morning and gave us the bad, sad news that a member of a family that we have known for 40 years, churched with them, lived with them, played with them, the older son, 5 children, 4 sons, and a number 5 was a daughter, but the older son was found in his car in a restaurant parking garage this morning. He was found in his car dead with a firearm in the back seat. We don't know the details. All we know is that the family has suffered a drastic loss. Joshua worked for the University of Texas over in Austin as a security guard. And still, I don't know a whole lot about him over the last 3 or 4 years, but we were very, very close to him and his family. He's got a mother, a father. He's got 3 brothers and a sister. They got a bunch of grandkids, in-laws, et cetera, et cetera. A very, very wonderful, godly family. And now this news comes in. So my request would be to pray for the Martin family.
Martin family?
Martin. The young man who is dead, and they don't have the details.
And what's the name of the young man that was found dead?
Joshua.
Joshua.
And the question has to come, how do you get a dead man in a car with a gun in the back?
And he was found in the Houston area or the Austin area?
No, up in the Kansas, Missouri area.
Kansas, Missouri area. Okay.
Yes. He worked in Austin, but he was up there. I think he usually traveled a lot anyway. But he was up there when they located his car. The police had to talk to his brother to let his brother verify that the person they were looking at and describing and was indeed
his brother. Yeah, right. Yeah. Trying to do some identification.
Oh
my goodness!
Oh, but
It's a sad deal.
And it's really touched my family because we were so close to the Martin family.
Right.
So my request would be to pray that God will lay his healing hand upon that family, take them under his arms, give them comfort, give them peace during these days. Because I told Denise, I said, if that was me, I don't know what I would do. I really don't know what I would do.
Right.
So let's pray for the Martin family.
We'll pray for the Martin family. And, sure will, Frank.
Over the loss of this son, with still some question marks hanging around, but we won't start to. We won't try to open the question marks. We'll just.
Amen. Amen, brother. All right, I got us covered. Yes. All right, y'all want to pray for rain too?
Yeah.
I hope y'all pray for rain. We need it now, boy. I tell you.
I do have one.
What you got?
We'll pray for our little working team on Saturday. We up in age. I know they call me the youngster. But
you're in your 60s.
I'm in the 67 range, but Mr. John Thornhill, 78, and Gene's in his 70s, and this boy here, he's about broke down from head to toe. And we're trying to do it, but pray for us to just keep up the good work.
Amen.
You know, and I watch these guys, and Ronnie Lee, he's up in age too, Ronnie.
Yeah.
And you know, they're over there waxing them floors and, you know, trying to take care of business for the glory of God. That's
Amen.
Why they do it. And anyway, I just want to lift them up in all their pains.
Okay.
Yeah, may
you
God
want some
send
young men up in
some
here?
Young men. Amen. Amen. All right, Jeff. That's it, Brother Lee. You got it.
Amen. Young men. All right. Yeah. Just pray, you know, when you come to pray for church growth, just pray God would send who he wants here. Yeah. He knows who we need. He may send somebody here that's got a big checkbook and just pay to have it done. That's fine. Don't get young men. You get somebody got $500,000 they just want to throw around. That's fine too. Amen. Well, whatever God wants. Amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We got a lot to pray for tonight, so let's get after it. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord, and we thank you that we can gather in your name. And Lord, we thank you that we have a place that's comfortable and the air is conditioned. And Lord, nobody's sweating and nobody's in fear of being arrested. And Lord, we just have a good, safe place we can gather in your name. Sing these praise songs to you, Lord, and try to worship you in spirit and truth. And Lord, we do it because we're just blessed. We're thankful. We want to bring glory and honor to your name. And so, Lord, we're thankful tonight. We praise you tonight for that grace. We thank you and praise you tonight for that blood that covers our sin. Thankful for the cross. Most of all, we're thankful for that salvation that all that provides. this personal relationship that we have with you, Lord. We just thank you for it and praise you for it. So we come tonight, Lord, we lift up these other praises to you. We praise you for these visitors, Lord. What a good number of visitors we had here this morning and even last week, Lord. And we just give you praise and glory and honor for that. Lord, we lift up a couple of our visitors we didn't see. We lift up Sue, or we lift up Sandy, and we pray for Cece, Lord. We pray you keep them safe. You bring them back to us, Lord, that they get to visit here some more, and perhaps, God, you would lead them to join us. Lord, we praise you for Terry's job, Lord, a job she prayed for and a position that we've prayed for, and we prayed for discernment. We prayed for wisdom. And, Lord, you've now delivered the job. You've shown her. You've opened a door. And so, Lord, we just we pray it'd be a good fit. And, Lord, she gets to work there for many years and just grow into that position and be fulfilled and be a contributor to what's going on there. And so, Lord, we give you praise and glory for that. Lord, we're thankful for a church home that we can come to and be members of and bear our burdens with one another and celebrate with each other's victories, Lord. We just praise you and thank you for that. Thank you for a good spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit in the place. And so, Lord, we praise you for that. Lord, we thank you that Loopy is able to pick up some of these kids for Sunday school. And we're thankful for the birth of a new Sunday school class, Lord. That's an exciting thing, and that's a blessing of a thing, Lord. So we just praise you and thank you for that tonight. Lord, we're thankful that Jamie's test, Kathy and James's daughter, Jamie, her test, Lord, came back negative, no cancer, just a benign growth that was removed. And so, Lord, we're thankful for that. We pray you help Jamie as she recovers from this surgery. Help her not to rush it. Help her to just listen to her body. And, Lord, just start back slow. She'll get back eventually to where she was. But, Lord, we pray you watch over her in the heat. Haven't had surgery and wanting to get back out in that heat and run. So, Lord, we just pray you watch over her. We lift up Kevin to you tonight, Kathy and James's son, Lord, and we pray that you continue to heal his body so he can get this stent out. And, Lord, we're thankful that he is he's alcohol-free right now, not drinking. And, Lord, we pray you'd give him the want to and the will to continue on that path and to leave that booze behind. Lord, help him. Put people in his life to encourage him, Lord. I pray you help him with a support group and maybe even a sponsor to just hold him accountable, keep his feet to the fire. And, Lord, we pray that he would get away from alcohol and drugs. And, Lord, just help him turn that around in his life. We praise you tonight for Miss Marilyn Davlin back in church with us, Lord. What a joy that was to have her. We pray for her husband, John. We pray for his, Lord, his health. He's struggling with his health now and not able to be here this morning. So, Lord, we just lift their home up. Just pray you help them. Be with Miss Marilyn. And, Lord, we're thankful that she was with us this morning. We lift up Justin Heibarger to you as we prayed this morning for him. We continue to pray for him, Lord. We pray for his legs, and we pray for the healing of those shin splints. And, Lord, just help him get on down the road with his PT, his physical training there and in the Navy. And, Lord, we just pray you work out all the details of that. You just might give him what he needs to get done what he's got to get done there in the Navy, Lord. We lift up Misty Tosh to you, Lord, and we're praying for her recovery from this bad fall that happened to her this morning trying to come to church, fell off the steps of her house. Lord, we pray you help her recover and get past that injury. Lord, I lift up my mother to you tonight. We pray for her health. We pray for that surgeon's hands, that doctor's hands. He's going to be looking at different arteries and vessels in her heart. And, Lord, those that are clogged, he's going to try to clean out, put stents in. We pray for that would go well. That there, Lord, there not be any kind of cardiac arrest, or, Lord, that she just comes through that well. Help her with her pain management now. And, Lord, the discomfort that she's undergoing, we just pray you ease that and just give her a good night's rest, get her body ready for that procedure in the morning. We lift up Ronnie Holman to you tonight, Lord, and we're praying for his recovery from cancer. Lord, we pray you might see him through and might deliver him and remove this bladder cancer from his body. And Lord, we just pray for Nancy as she cares for him, and we just pray you protect him and watch over him, Lord. So we're lifting up Ronnie Holman to you tonight. We lift up Ronnie Vaculik, Lord, and his many health challenges, from the neuropathy in his feet to the ringing in the ears and the things he's got going on with his pancreas, Lord. We just pray for him. Pray your Holy Spirit to touch his body, bring healing to his body, Lord. Just help him get past some of the challenges that he faces. And then, Lord, we lift up Stephanie to you tonight. We're praying for this interview she's got tomorrow. We pray your perfect will in that, Lord. If that's not the position she's to have, we pray you open a door for something else, Lord. But we just pray for your leadership. We pray for your guidance. And, Lord, we just pray that you help Stephanie figure out what she's to do. Lord, those that have unspokens, this is their opportunity to lift those up to you now silently, Lord, as we think about these. And, Lord, we're thankful that we can bring them another service and we can voice them silently up to you, Lord. And these are things that really, really weigh heavy on us. And, Lord, they're difficult. That's why they're unspoken. We don't ever voice these things. They're just heavy, heavy things. And so, Lord, we pray that you might take some of the weight of that. Lord, how we don't know how to pray, Lord. We pray you make intercession on our behalf. And, Lord, we're just thankful that we can bring anything and everything to you in regards to these difficult things we call unspokens. Lord, we lift up those with addictions to you tonight. We continue to pray for Kevin, as we've already mentioned him. And then, Lord, we pray for Steve and Stevie. And we lift up Paul to you. We pray for Jacob. We continue to pray for Kenzie, Lord. And we just pray you might deliver these folks and keep them away from whatever substance or whatever chemical or alcohol, whatever it may be, Lord, that has so easily entrapped them and pulled them into a direction, into a wide road that leads to destruction. Lord, we pray that they'd be able to get off that wide road and get onto the narrow road and not just get on it, but stay on it. And so, Lord, we're lifting these people up to you. We've mentioned them by name, Lord. You know who they are. And Father God, we pray that you would work in their lives, that you would do a work in their life, Lord, and just bring deliverance. And we think of Kenzie tonight. We pray for the restoration of her family, that, Lord, you would draw things back together where things have been blown apart or torn apart. Lord, we just lift that up to you. We lift up Vince's co-workers, family, Lord, the Chavez family. We're praying for this firefighter who's lost his wife at the age of 54 from cancer. Lord, we pray for your comforting mercies and grace and help for the Chavez family, Lord. Help them navigate this time of loss. Help them get through what they're going through, Lord. And we pray those Christian brothers and sisters, that Christian family at that Wesleyan Baptist Church, would just surround them, Lord, and uplift them in prayer and just encourage them and just be there for them, stand in the gap with them as they go through this difficult time. We lift up this individual by the name of J.D. that we know. Lord, hit yesterday in Waller, recovering from surgery. We pray you might mend his bones and heal him up. And Lord, we know the motorcycle's a total loss, but Lord, we pray that his body would have a complete, total, miraculous recovery. Lord, from the leg to the ribs to the fingers, Lord, we just pray there not be any kind of residual blood clots traveling to his lungs, not any kind of bacterial infections, Lord. We just pray you might do a work, a miracle. He's calling out for prayer. People have prayed for him. And so, Lord, we pray you give him a testimony of healing. And, Lord, just help him during this time get through what he's going through. The man that ran over him, who is now not with us here, has departed off to eternity, being ran over himself after fleeing the scene. Lord, we pray for his family. We pray for their comfort. We pray for their help and their healing, Lord. We don't know his name. We don't know the details. Lord, you know, and so we just calling out, praying for grace and help in time of need as they go through the loss of one of their loved ones. We lift up Marilyn Davlin's daughter-in-law to you, Lord. We pray for Emma and this issue with her appendix ruptured. Lord, that's dangerous. And Lord, Father God, we pray healing, and we pray that they're able to surgically remove all that, and Lord, that infection not turn sepsis in her body and not cause any kind of long-term problems. Lord, help her in that situation. We know she's going to have recovery time. It's going to be difficult, but Lord, we pray that they're able to get all that out of her and just get her back on the path to healing. So we lift up Emma to you tonight. We lift up Lupe's daughter Christina. We're praying for some female issues, Lord. We're praying that they not be serious. We're praying that she's able to get to a place where she can see the right kind of doctor and get the right kind of diagnosis. So we're praying for a good doctor. We're praying for a wise doctor in this situation. So, Lord, we just pray you help her. We're lifting up Loopy's husband and stepson, Robert and Colin. Lord, we're praying for their salvation. Lord, we pray you touch their hearts, that you put them in a situation and circumstance, Lord, where they have to face the gospel truth. And, Lord, we're praying they surrender to it. We're praying that they receive it. We're praying specifically they get saved, Lord. We know you're still saved. We praise you for salvation. So, Lord, we lift them up to you tonight. We lift up Loopy's other children that are not in church. And we pray they would repent and return. They would turn and come back. Lord, they've been taught it from an early age what it is to worship you and what it is to be in church. And Lord, we're praying that they would come back to those roots, those Christian roots, and find themselves bringing glory and honor to your name once again. So, Lord, we lift that up to you. We pray for Frank's prayer request tonight, this family friend, oldest son, found dead in Kansas, Missouri area. We pray for the Martin family and the loss of their son, Jacob. Lord, don't know the details, don't know if there was any foul play, don't know all that, but Lord, we know that family needs your comfort. We know they need your help in time of need. And so, Lord, we just pray you give it to them in a huge way, a big way, and help them as they navigate what is going on in this situation. Lord, we pray you help them with the details and all the logistics of getting that body back and, Lord, having a proper service for him. So, Lord, we just lifting that thing up to you tonight. Lord, we pray for our building grounds crew. Lord, we pray that you lead, guide, and direct them. Lord, help them work smart. Smarter, not harder. Lord, help them. We pray you multiply their efforts. And then, Lord, as we continue to lift up church growth and pray that you grow this church, your church, God, we pray you send here who you would have come here, Lord. We just rejoice and are thankful that we get to be a part of what you want to do and how you're doing it. And so, Lord, just help us bring glory and honor to your name as we see it happen. We love you tonight. We praise you tonight. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Well, tonight was supposed to be singing, and I think you did your fifth Sunday sing. Amen? So, Yeah. So, does anybody have an encouraging word to share before we go? Anybody? What you got? Let's get her a mic. You got to run that mic, brother. People online want to hear, and John can't hear you. John's too vain to go get hearing aids. You're going to have to go get a hearing aid, brother John.
I was thinking about this. You know, one of the young ladies that came this morning, she sat in the back. She had two kids and one in the nursery. Two altogether. Her name is Chrissy, and we have prayed for her here for some different issues that she's serious things that she was going through. And, you know, she came all the nights of VBS, and she even helped with us. And then she came this morning, and she's wanting to come again next week, bring her child to Sunday school. So I was already like bowled over. So she's part of the Stanball family.
That's Stanball Hoppy. Clan. Yeah.
But
that was amazing.
Yeah, but then when she told me she's traveling from Channelview, every time she comes.
From
she lives in Channelview. She's driving over an hour to get here.
Oh my soul.
All through the VB. I know. And then today, and then next week she was, and so God's doing something. And
amen.
I'm just saying, you know, when someone's going to be willing to drive that, you know,
that distance
and keep driving, you know, and then she came this morning and says she texts me already. I want to come next week too. So y'all pray. God's trying to do something in her heart. But I just thought that was so encouraging. Wow. There's some people who are hungry for it still.
Amen. Yeah. Well, let's pray she finds residence closer in, man.
That would be a blessing.
Where does she work?
She's not working. She's
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess he's working out there.
Okay.
So, now the rest of them live out here.
They live off the Bood Road, don't they?
Kelsey and them. Kelsey texted me already. She wanted to come. Her kids are sick with fever.
Yeah. Okay.
Lord,
all right.
She'll be here next week. But
amen.
That was amazing. She's been driving an hour every time she comes. So
that's huge.
One way.
Wow. One way. That's one way.
Yes. And I said, I don't know what to say, but I'm like, thank you, Lord. Like, this girl wants to do something.
Kelsey, huh?
So that her name, that was Chrissy. She's blonde hair.
I saw her. Yeah.
She had two children.
Yeah, and she had come every day during BBS, and she helped even.
Amen.
She's been traveling an hour each way.
All right, I think Frank's got an encouraging word he wants to share. James, I think Frank's got an encouraging word he wants to share. What you got, Frank?
Would there be any way that this church would be in a position to get money directly into this lady's hand? Because if she's driving an hour one way every time she comes, she's paying somebody for some gasoline to burn in that car.
Right.
And I would be more than willing to give a donation. And if this church would, I think that would be a great ministry to just get the lady over here and back safely and not get into her pocketbook too deep with this gasoline bill.
Yeah, amen. That's a thought.
That's my thoughts.
That's a thought.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who'd I give the money to?
Yeah, y'all figure it out. That's good. Anybody else got a word?
I do want to thank Jeremiah for leading the music.
Yeah, that was good tonight. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Yeah. And his special song. I love that song.
Yeah, amen, man. I can only imagine. What are you going to sing in, what's the next fifth Sunday, October?
Yeah, October 29th.
What are you going to sing October 29th, man?
I was thinking Old Buddha again.
Old Buddha, hey,
I love that song, man.
It's Halloween. Maybe it's a good word for somebody, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Amen. Well, y'all have a blessed good week. Amen? A blessed good week. Don't forget your Monday night Bible study tomorrow night. Friday night is
gumball night.
Sauna sweat fest night.
Yeah, right. It's hot. Be ready. Ain't easy. It starts at like 5, but usually the action starts around 6 to 7 o'clock. Yeah. Everybody can use it.
I could probably, if I try for 5, I may get there once.
Okay. Okay.
To find
it. Okay. Okay.
And then men's prayer breakfast.
Saturday
morning.
We got a busy week.
Okay. Got a busy week.
Amen.
For men's prayer breakfast? Okay. One of you guys called John.
Okay. Hey, amen. John. We'll call him. Hey.
All right. Yeah, I get it. All right, let's have a closing word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for safety as we depart this place tonight. Lord, thank you for the encouraging words, and thank you for the good singing tonight, Lord, and thank you for the time of prayer. We don't want to rush through prayer, Lord, and so it's been a couple services since we've been able to do this, and people were hungry to give prayer requests, and so, Lord, we're going to take them and pray for them, and we're thankful for the concert of prayer that went up. So, Lord, I pray that we'd continue to remember and think about these things that we've heard. And, Lord, as we go through our week this week, may we just pause and stop and think about somebody that we heard mentioned tonight, some situation, some circumstance. And may we just continue to lift that up this coming week. A lot to pray for, a lot of people in need. And, Lord, we want to stand in the gap for them. So, Lord, thank you that we still have breath in our lungs. And strengthen our stride. And Lord, may we continue to walk with you and go for you as we go forth from here tonight and into the new week. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen. All right. You bet.